Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Of course, we all remember 40-Year-Old Virgin. Great movie. Steve Carell.
Seth Rogen.
Yep. Oh, gosh, yeah. And, of course, a lot of great lines. One of them, of course, is he's yelling out Kelly Clarkson. I think he was getting his chest shaved, right?
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson.
No! Kelly Clarkson.
Waxed.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I was getting the wax job. And I never thought about the fact that I wonder if Steve Carell really knew who the hell she was at the time. But one thing's for sure, he never ever really got a chance to meet her until recently. That got done 13 years after he's shouting her name in that movie. He was on Jimmy Kimmel going, I should say Jimmy Fallon saying, you know what? I actually did get to meet her.
I can't believe I saw this on your Twitter, and I'm so happy this happened. You just wrote, finally, and it's you and Kelly Clarkson. Yeah. And that made me laugh.
Man.
That was great.
She is awesome.
I love Kelly, but
she's the best.
She's so good. No, but I mean, 40-year-old virgin, that's the thing that you, when you're getting your chest waxed, you scream, Kelly Clarkson!
Right. I thought she'd be mad at me about that. Yeah. You know, I wasn't sure because I'd never met her over those years. And
why did he say it?
Just, I don't know. Yeah, like, is he making fun of me? Like, why would he say that in anguish? Sure. And, you know.
It was just something that was on your mind. Do people yell at you when they see you?
Sometimes, yeah.
You know, that's what she said.
That's right. He's got to hear that what she said probably a lot more.
There are mornings where I finish this and I'm like, I feel like we just made a bunch of stupid sounds for 4 hours and that's what we did today. And now I'm like, okay, well, at least we're not the only ones.
You're not the only ones. You're absolutely right. Yeah, Jimmy and Steve really were doing an impression of us, actually.
I never thought about him maybe walking the streets and somebody yelling Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
I would just imagine everyone yelling, I love Lamp at him.
Right. That too. You're right. He's had so many iconic lines.
Right.
You're absolutely right, Red. There's so many places you could draw from. Where Steve Carell is just like, random statements just yelled at me every time they
said, I don't know what we're yelling about! No, Kelly Clarkson! Loud noises!
Oh, yeah, that one.
No, Kelly Clarkson! Loud noises!
The remix, yeah. It just goes to show you that, you know, a guy I think has got a lot of talent when he's got so many catchphrases like that from so many different places.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you watch his serious stuff and you go, you know what? Actually, Steve Carell is a damn good actor.
Yep. I've never watched any of his serious stuff.
Dude. I have. And I have to say, the guy pulls it off because you don't think?
No, you're right. I'm just, I hate those serious movies. But you're right. He's a good actor. But
no, I don't disagree with you.
It's such a shocker that you would hate serious movies there, Pootie Tang.
I'm a guy who coaches wrestling and do weird stuff.
That's a great impression.
I'd rather hear him yell, I love Lamp.
Dude, you should actually yell that to him instead.
Oh, yeah, that'll go over well.
Yeah, yell all the serious stuff. I'm a guy that coaches.
Hey, Steve.
Hey.
I'm a guy that does stuff with young wrestler guys.
Hey, little Miss Sunshine. How you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's awesome that he got to meet Kelly Clarkson.
Dude, I'm looking at that picture, and he's glowing in the picture. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Good for both of them, seriously. You know what I mean? Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood, really, when you think about American Idol, I know there have been other people that have done well from that show, but those two are the huge...
Bite your tongue, Clay Aiken is the best one that's ever come out of there.
I'm sorry, I know you're a Claymate. I keep forgetting that. I don't mean to disrespect you. I apologize.
Clay didn't even win.
Ruben Studdard did, and it wasn't right.
Okay, someone isn't letting it go.
Well, I think it's perfect, and I don't want a recount, but Steve wants a recount. Forget Georgia. Steve wants a recount between Clay and Ruben, and I think, no, Ruben was your fair and square winner.
And you're forgetting about Jennifer Hudson. She's gotten quite a few movie roles since.
You're right. Jennifer's done well, too. I'm not to you, but I would say in the world of music, Carrie and Kelly have done really the big shining stars, but you're right. Jennifer Hudson's an amazing talent. So, I like to see it.
I mean, Taylor Hicks also, that guy was awesome.
I can't forget Taylor.
I actually had a Wikipedia winners from American Idol to figure that out.
Wasn't there one named like Bo or something?
Did Daughtry do something?
But he didn't come in. How do I know this? He came in like fourth or something like that.
The reason you know this is because people think you are him.
Yeah, you're his twin. So
that's right.
You have to keep up with him.
Less attractive, weird brother.
People say, look, listen, Triple X, how are things going after American Idol? That's what they say to you at the airport.
Let's not forget about Scotty McCreery.
Oh, good old Scotty McCreery. I don't know that guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Kelly Clarkson does seem like she'd be pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
She has this attitude, like, I don't give an F of what people think about me. I'm just going to do what I want to do and have fun while doing it.
And she's, she survived that. Because, Kelly, she's been up and down in her weight, and people have given her a hard time about it. And I'm just like, good for you, Kelly. You go out there, you're super talented. You be whoever you want. And frankly, every time I see Kelly, I think, there's a beautiful, talented woman. Everything I'm not.
One of my favorite moments with her was, it was like a VMAs when she did Since You've Been Gone, that one song. Which I always thought was a pretty fun song to listen to. It just had a good beat to it. And it's raining on her, and she's all wet, and it was just awesome.
Yeah. I did not expect your statement to go there. Wow.
Never seen that video?
Dude, no,
Dan knows what's up.
I understand the video. It's just when you started that statement, I didn't think you were going to go down to, and then the video was raining all over
you. Went from zero to creep real fast.
Yeah, he's right.
That's just my inflection of my voice. The sentiment is not creepy.
I would argue in a court of law, sir, that the sentiment is very creepy.
Oh, I thought it was awesome. But no, awesome.
I get, and I think we all know why you thought it was awesome.
Bingo.
Yeah.
There it is. Oh, there, right there. See?
Oh,
right?
Dude, I get it, dude. That's a great, yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, I mean, dude, she's, she's, and she's banging her head, so you got that rock vibe there, and she's got a lot of precipitation on her
body.
She's
super wet.
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably not
because it's been raining.
Yeah.
Yes. Can we shift the gears? Can we get the hell out of Creeptown with Population Steve? Can we do that? What do you think?
One text says, hello, Adam Lambert. He's amazing. I would agree to that, too. Adam Lambert's awesome.
Oh, yeah, there's another guy. You're absolutely right.
And then after that, I don't really care.
But Kelly and Carrie definitely have had, like, the major success. And like Vicky said, I'd say, I think Jennifer, the three of them, those are the big three, I think, from American Idol have had, like, super success, if you ask me.
And I would say Carrie Underwood. I don't even think did she win it?
Yeah, she did.
Oh,
runner-up was Bo Bice. Don't ask me why I know that.
Oh, see, now there I want to recount.
Do you?
I remember Bo Bice, that guy.
Can we go back to watching that Kelly Clarkson video?
Yes.
Kelly Clarkson! She's super. I'm not going to say what Steve said, but here's what I'm going to ask. Why would a guy dress up as a woman in order to buy a puppy, Steve? I just thought I'd say that. Steve will tell you. He's got the news for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
He's the best newscaster named Steve. In this room. Right now, here's Steve Migs with the news.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Oregon State University for giving us news and sports. And this is quite possibly the greatest day for all of us. And I think all of our listeners will be like, oh, there they go, talking about food again.
Yeah, that's
us,
buddy.
But we have a reason, because today is National Fast Food Day.
Yay! Oh, man.
Yeah. Big day. So go enjoy your fast food. Apparently, a bunch of fast food chains are offering some deals like McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Arby's, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
A lot of them involve downloading their app, and then you can get something for free or a discounted deal. So there you go. So download all the apps and get all of the food. Might I recommend getting the chicken and waffle sandwich at KFC?
Well, you know what? Caesar, a big listener and fan of our show, did that yesterday, and he said Steve is absolutely right. That new sandwich is delicious.
I know. Getting a lot of people texting saying, you know what? I thought you were over hyping it, but it turns out you were right. It's the greatest fast food sandwich.
I have to go do this at some point. I really do.
Why not today?
Today!
Today!
Today! We're coming to KFC today!
And I'm proud to be an American.
Well, You know, that really is. I mean, KFC, yeah, I am proud to be an American. We got that going for us.
It's the American way.
Yeah, so
enjoy,
baby,
your National Fast Food Day and enjoy some fast food, maybe for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or all of the above. And fourth meal, of course.
Oh, of course, fourth meal.
Let's talk about this guy. His name's Bryant. He's in Florida. He's 29 years old, and apparently he wanted a puppy, but he couldn't afford it. It's a $4,000 French bulldog that he wanted to get at a pet store. So he did what most people would do. He dressed up as a woman so he could use a stolen credit card to buy that puppy.
Wow.
A lot of people are saying, you know, he looked pretty decent dressed up as a woman. Very convincing.
Oh, nice.
He looked kind of like an uglier Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, jeez. That's what I want to be described as. BJ Shea, the uglier Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Well, I mean, that's not bad.
Well, it is if you're considered ugly, anything.
It's not like an uglier BJ Shea, the person said.
Oh, that was, at that point, you're just, yeah, you're, if you're an uglier me, you've really got troubles. Well,
fortunately, the cops found him and arrested him, and here they are talking about it. A customer
talking
about
puppies,
it.
You think tiny and little and cute. You don't think giant man dressed as a female, stealing credit card information and buying puppies.
Actually, I do think of giant men dressed as females when I think of puppies.
I think there are some websites that would like to employ that gentleman.
I gotta say, it looks better as a chick than a dude. Dude.
Yeah, I have to tell you right now.
Danny, show him.
Yeah.
Ask him.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I don't know what the proper term is, but I think that he's ready to be somebody's, special friend.
They've arrested him. They haven't found the puppy yet, but they believe that they have some leads, and they're going to be able to find the puppy, and it will be okay. So there you go. Here's something that you don't do if you're a principal at a middle school. You don't dress up as a banana and then ask one of your students to hold your banana.
What? What is
I'm not
happening?
Kidding. It's happening in Iowa with a principal.
A principal?
From Fort Madison Middle School. Okay. And there's some video footage of him where he's talking to one of the girls at the school.
Oh, no, he did not do that.
Dressed as a banana saying, hey, quote, hold my banana.
Oh, my God. This is the principal.
Yes.
What a jackalope.
That's not appealing at all.
Wow,
and
really?
Of course, the portion of the costume that he asked her to hold was right between his legs.
No, he... Oh, so
this guy is just...
Oh,
idiot.
So he really... I mean, all right. He didn't even just winky-wink. He went right for the area.
No, there was no subtlety in what he was doing.
Idiot.
Well, we go from that story about teachers to some good news about a former teacher involved with her student. It looks like Mary Kay Letourneau and her ex, Billy, back together after the split.
Probably going to have wild sex.
Oh,
I'm
very
sure
good.
That's exactly what they're going to do. So we've gotten our Washington power couple back together. If only Chris Pratt and Anna Faris would do the same, then the world would be okay.
Thank God, man. I just wasn't living right ever since those two split up.
They have reconciled after working through a lot of issues. That's what the story says.
You mean like how you met?
Like everything involved in the story?
Jeez.
Let's talk about something awesome, and that's the Seahawks game.
Go Hawks!
Kind of scary, I gotta say, for a little bit, to the point where Danny and I were texting about thinking about ways to take you out for jinxing the team.
Seriously, I was pissed off when I first saw that first play of the game. I was like, BJ is done tomorrow.
Yep, yeah, guess what? Believe.
He said, if BJ cursed us, I say we kill him. My response, no kidding, I'll bring a knife tomorrow.
Yeah, wow. You guys,
that escalated.
You know what? You guys need to go get a banana outfit. It's what you both need.
Well, you're lucky. You get to live,
BJ. Am I lucky? Let me tell you something. I am the only one on this show who believes. The rest of you guys are doubting douche waffles.
But, dude, that was a scary start. Down 14-3.
Of course it was.
But, boy, oh, boy, it reminded me of old Seahawks where they just find ways to win.
Oh,
Russell doesn't look good for a while. Then he figures it out.
Oh, yeah.
And everything was good to
go. This
season, congratulations, Seahawks.
Get ready for the roller coaster ride of your life. This is going to be an awesome stretch with the Hawks. They are going to have you go, are you kidding me?
Well, dude, all I got to say, I mean, it reminds me of that. I mean, I'm not saying they're going into the Super Bowl. That'd be awesome.
Of course.
But it does remind you of that season. Let's not forget, there were lots of ups and downs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, granted, they were winning the close games. And this season, they weren't. But maybe last night's an indication of things finally turning around, like BJ Shea said.
The magic is back.
The Seahawks beat the Green Bay Packers 27-24. The ending drive at the end, just to be able to, like, you know, shut it down. In fact, here's Tyler Lockett, who had a great game, talking about the Green Bay Packer game.
Well, obviously, the last two games didn't work out the way that we wanted them to, but we had an opportunity. Defense held them to 3-and-out. We had the ball with 4 minutes, 11 seconds left, and it's something that we always talk about. We want to be a run-first offense and to be able to get the ball going, and we did that. Held the ball for 4 minutes, 11 seconds, then let Aaron Rodgers get the ball back.
Yeah. When they're getting those first downs, me and Lulu were hooting and hollering.
Dude, it's been a long time since we've had running backs that we know that if we're third and short or fourth and short, we have a really great chance of converting that play. When was the last time you could have that kind of confidence?
How about that run from Penny? That was freaking
Penny's
crazy.
Just insane.
That was like a video game play.
Dude, I mean, seriously, look at all the great running backs we have. It's nuts.
And, dude, just a fun team to watch. I had a blast watching that game. I mean, the whole season. But, man, I was getting nervous. I was thinking, this is the end of the season if they don't beat the Green Bay Packers. Unfortunately, they were able to make it happen. Russell Wilson, of course, like I said, finished off real strong, threw for 225 yards, including that big 15-yard touchdown pass to Ed Dixon to be able to make the game, win the game. And here he is talking to the NFL Network.
I think, first of all, every game that we've played has been an amazing matchup. You know, really last week against the Rams, it came down to the wire. We weren't able to make the plays, but this time we were really talking about, hey, we just got to finish. We got to finish. Whatever we got to do, whether that's in practice, whether it's our mentality. We were able to talk to the guys earlier in this week, just thinking about, think big. You know, think big, believe big. You know, that's how great things happen, and we were able to do that tonight.
Dude, he sounds more jacked up than I've heard him in a long time, actually.
Right?
Of course, that was a great win.
Well, like one texter said, it was.
It was tremendous.
Yeah.
Finish.
That's, you know, it's so funny. All the interviews I saw last night, it was, I mean, whether Ian Furness was going, hey, did you guys, you know, think about finishing? Everybody's finishing.
It's all about the finish,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I mean, I think finish was the key word.
You know, think big and finish.
Yeah, think big and finish.
Vicky's mantra.
Yeah!
Seahawks off, of course, this Sunday because they just played the damn game. But the next competitor is going to be Carolina Panthers, November 25th. And they're playing. Let's go Lions, man. Hopefully the Lions can beat them this weekend.
Yeah.
And that would be huge.
I mean, look, we only have to take one of the wild card spots. So Carolina right now is leading. You know, they're the top dog in the wild card spot. So even if they continue to have a good season, that's okay. We still can get in. But we will surely make people believers if we beat Carolina next week. It's probably the toughest game on the schedule, depending on whether or not the Chiefs are going to be playing all their players because it's late in the season. They may have already clinched whatever they need to clinch. But that one will make people believers if they beat the Panthers.
Big one coming up. And shout out to the Seahawks defense.
Oh, yeah.
They have a championship belt. Did you see that at the end of the game?
I know. What is that about?
That's just for their defense.
Oh,
it looks like a WWE belt with the Seahawks logo. And there they were holding the belt on the field. Now, I have a buddy who is one of the coaches for the Seahawks, Mondre G, and he's an awesome dude. He comes to a lot of the Defy Wrestling. He's come to 3-2-1 Battle. He always goes to WWE shows. That's how I got to know him. We'd always be sitting near each other, and we became buddies because we're both huge wrestling fans. I never bother the guy during, like, you know, the days leading up to a game. I just feel like that's not the right thing. I would never think of texting him after a game, but I saw that, and I had to text him. I'm like, dude,
yeah,
I want that belt. And his response was great. He's like, it's a defense thing, man. You know I love the belt.
That's pretty, I didn't realize it had the Hawks logo on there. I thought it was just holding up like a replica WWE.
No, that straight up got the Seahawks logo. It says Seahawks in the bottom, and then it says defense something on the top.
I didn't realize that. That makes that so awesome.
Right?
That is so awesome.
It's the greatest belt ever. How do we get our hands on one of those?
Yeah.
Probably a lot of money.
Yeah, it probably is.
Which I don't have.
They deserve it, man. I mean, they deserve that belt because Aaron Rodgers made some amazing passes. As much as I was frustrated, I don't know how the hell anybody can catch what he threw anyway.
Right?
Yeah, so, and yet, they shut him down in the second half. I mean, pretty amazing.
Looking like the Seahawks' new stadium is going to be called T-Mobile Field.
You mean the Safeco Field? The Mariners' stadium.
I'm a Seahawks friend of mine. Thank you for correcting me, BJ. Yep. Now, the Mariners have not said it. It's not official or anything like that, but it just seems like, according to Forbes and a bunch of anonymous sources, T-Mobile's buying the rights, which is currently Safeco Field. So I would imagine it's then going to become T-Mobile Field or T-Mobile Park. I don't know.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, all right. It's that's going to be tough for me to get used to because it's been about 20 years.
Yeah.
That it's because it's been Safeco since day one, I think.
I think you're right.
Yeah, so that's why it's going to be hard for me to remember, but I'll try.
One of my buddies, a great local wrestler, Mike Santiago, he posted on his Twitter, he's like, it would have been funny if Comcast was the big bidder, because then you'd have Comcast Stadium or Comcast Field and CenturyLink Field.
Oh, yeah, right.
The competitors going at it or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Shoreline's Blake Snell won the Cy Young Award with the Rays.
Sure. That Blake Snell kid, oh, God, I wish he was in a Mariners uniform. He's so good.
As far as weather, 52 degrees and cloudy, and thank you, Car Toys.
Yeah. And by the way, congratulations, because usually when a guy is on a team as bad as the Rays did actually have a decent season towards the end, you just don't usually see that. So I'm happy that he got that recognition and got the Cy Young, because he deserved it. He was amazing this year.
Yeah, it's cool that he's a local dude.
Yeah. And I, you know what, I didn't realize he was a local dude, you know, so that's even better. You know, we got another guy. How about two guys? We put out some good pitchers, because John Lester, mm-hmm. who's had a great career now with the Cubs, he's also a local dude.
Yep.
So we can make pitchers here.
And let's not forget about the Reverend Enfuego, who was a great softball pitcher back in our days of having a baseball team.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Softball team. I was. That's right.
Yeah,
so
we got three.
Yeah. Well, that ended after a softball came back and hit me in the thigh about, 6 inches from my nuts.
You know, that's really
my banana.
That's really mm-hmm. a lot more of that story. We really didn't need to hear that.
Well,
stay away, buddy.
It was a short career.
Yeah, that's
That's also why Felix Hernandez has not been able to pitch as well these days.
Oh, got hit softball?
6 inches from his nuts.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Wow. What South American nation is the largest exporter of coffee?
Colombia.
No.
What was the question?
What South American nation is the world's largest exporter of coffee?
Spain.
No.
Portugal.
No.
You know, Juan Valdez is crying that you don't know.
I'm sorry, Juan.
I mean, seriously, Brazil, buddy, come on. You want a shot at beating Steve? Yeah, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.